This program contains language some may find offensive.
This is the Jenny McCarthy Show.
You are so fucking fabulous.
I love it. Gotta get that. You do. Gotta get that. Michelle needs to get that. You need to get that anal, Michelle. Oh, yeah, see? Right in your boom, boom, boom. Welcome back to the Jenny McCarthy Show. Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. By the way, you guys, we got Terry Dubrow, Paul Nassif, you know, those guys from Botched, those incredible doctors. God, they're so fun to talk to. You're going to love the interview. Also, we've got Waboom from The Bachelor. Bachelorette is going to be on the show. But right now, this is interesting. Promoting his new book, The Vasectomy Diaries. In stores now. Rodney LaCroix, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Welcome to my show.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I love that you wrote a book that it's just in time for Father's Day. This is perfect. It's not a passive-aggressive gift at all.
Like, stop being a dad, right?
Okay, so I've got to talk to you because I've never talked to anyone that did get a vasectomy. How bad was it?
Yeah, you know, it's, I think like anything, it's the buildup, and I guess pun intended right there. The buildup is probably worse than the actual procedure.
That's always how life is. Your imagination is much more worse than the actual event.
Right, it is. You know, so there's, you get this whole big, oh my God, I'm going to die, life before my eyes type of deal, and then, you know, in literally a giant puff of smoke, it's pretty much over, and then you're just dealing with pain and misery.
So. Ew. I'll get to that more pain and misery, but in a minute. Did your wife want you to get this, or did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it was the wife. The wife said, do it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We were like, it came to us in the middle of a Chuck E. Cheese. So as most parents say, you know what, I'm done having children. Right in the middle of a Chuck E. Cheese or in a birthday party. So.
That is a genius. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, if you want to get your man to get a vasectomy, go to Chuck E. Cheese. How many kids do you have?
I have two biological kids. I have two stepkids. So.
Okay. You've got a full family. You did the Brady Bunch thing, so you're full. Now, would you recommend this to anyone after going through a vasectomy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And what are some of the tips that you have for getting through it? Because you said you were in a lot of pain.
Well, you know, the number one tip that I give you is just make sure that you get plenty of Percocet. that'll funnel you through the dark times. You know, it's honestly, it's not that bad. It's only like, you know, a few days, maybe a week. And if you're really good, you can kind of just string it out to a couple of weeks.
Now, can you explain to me what the actual procedure is in my female brain? What do they do?
So in the vasectomy diaries, I kind of outline, you know, what leads up to it, then the procedure, then the aftermath. But the bulk of the procedure is basically they lay you down, and, you know, the worst part is that they stick needles in your balls. So, that's awful. That's the awful part. So I'm afraid of needles. So guys, if you're afraid of needles, that's
but
horrific.
That needle, so they don't put you to sleep?
I wish they put you to sleep. That would be amazing, but no. You know, the closest I came to being put to sleep during that procedure was passing out when they did the second needle. So
oh my God. So why would anyone go and get this after hearing that?
Yeah. Well, it's honestly, once the needle goes in, I don't know what kind of magic they have going in there, but then you pretty much feel nothing. You kind of feel like this remote tugging, kind of like, I don't know if you've ever been fishing, you know, and then all of a sudden you can see your bobber bobbing up and down in the water, and you can feel it just a tiny little bit, but like the fish underneath the water is like, ah, oh, fuck, you know. That's what it's like. It's kind of like a disconnected pain. And then
pressure.
The absolute most horrifying part is when they cauterize it. So that's...
OMG. Well, now, I had a C-section, so I understand what you mean about, like, I had the whole numb feeling, but I felt the pressure of someone, like, pulling around. The cauterizing, you must have smelled some weird smell.
Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, it's the scene in Apocalypse Now where they drop the napalm? and you just get the smoke curls. It's fantastic. There's nothing like seeing a little Hiroshima going on below the waist.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you didn't faint or throw. Why don't they put men to sleep for this?
I know. They because we're giant pussies. They should. They honestly should put us to sleep. So,
how big of a pussy were you from 1 to 10?
43.
I love you being so honest about this. I'm not kidding. This is a genius book, you guys. I don't think anyone's ever done this. So if you're thinking about getting a vasectomy or a great Father's Day book, The Vasectomy Diaries by Rodney LaCroix. It's out right now. So what do you actually... okay, so you come home. It's an outpatient kind of a thing.
Yep.
You get to lay down, take some Percocet, and what happens from there?
So at that point, it's pretty much... It's playing Xbox on the couch with a bag of peas on your balls and, just getting wasted on pills. And essentially I'm just waiting for the stitches to fall out because and that's horrifying. Things get itchy and it looks like Frankenstein's monster down there. But
now, did your wife do anything extra special for you because you went through with this?
Aside from laughing, no, not really. The biggest thing, the post procedure. So what most guys don't know and what they don't tell you is that after the procedure, there's no guarantee it took. So there's a period of time where you have to bring in a sample, and that sample is usually the 25th or 26th sample.
Oh, wow.
Which means that not only did I just sit through this procedure and I'm traumatized for life and I get stitches in my sack and I've got peas on my nuts, but now I've got to, jerk off 25 times as a job. Takes the fun out of it, right?
It does.
I love playing sports, but as soon as like somebody says, okay, you have to go practice, it's not fun anymore.
No, not. I can't even imagine if I was forced to masturbate constantly. I'd need a lot of porn. But what happened the first time you jerked off? Did it hurt?
God, I can't. Honestly, I can't remember. And what surprised me when they tell you to do this, they tell you how to do this all in the consultation is I didn't even know anything would come out ever again.
Oh.
So I wasn't quite clear that, I'm like, well, what's coming out? You just kind of cut the thing. I thought just like it would just go, and air would poof out. I had no idea.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, what's coming out? It's like, I thought it was just going to be like a little tiny hairdryer,
What does come out? I mean, is there less gunk? Is there less sperm?
It's seminal fluid. So I don't know. I'm not big on the male anatomy, thankfully, other than,
obviously you thought it was going to be a hair dryer.
Eating myself to a pulp on a constant basis. But, I had to do, they tell you exactly how everything works and they have these little Venn diagrams and little plastic models. I mean, you haven't lived until you've seen a plastic model of a penis taken apart by a woman in a lab coat.
Oh my God, Rodney, you are cracking me up. This is why you guys have to pick up the book. The Vasectomy Diaries is in stores now. Thank you for going through this experience for us to not only get a kick out of, but to inspire our husbands to do the same. Rodney LaCroix, have a great Father's Day and congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're great. We'll be right back with one of my BFFs, Aaron M. Reality TV, don't go anywhere.